So he says, "Umshamel da dein Uto kisim mirabisi, wo im Arzikli sim chetkes Eretz Yisrael." So since it was considered as Eretz Yisrael, and according to Rabbon Mechavisi, Eretz Yisrael not allowed to give matone, even by coupling it with Mortis, because of the possibility maybe you forget and you read it, so so it's a riot that Rabbi Yitzi did not have another esrik, because if he had another esrik, he would have taken off my stress on this esrik from the other esrik. So in other words, so the mele, there is no kashi against Rabbi. So far we have to the sheet of kashi is that chumis of my stress is nei chutzlaretz, but only in komentir shemitzer. But not in Paris, not a Paris that the chayev mir rabbon in the Eretz Yisrael. The shite of Rabbi Tam is that Trumis and Maisres is laid in the rabbon in the Chutz Loretz, not only in Dominic Shvitzer, but even in Paris and even in Yerobis. What was Rebbe Matia? Rebbe was only Matad Mai, but not Vada. But Vada is in Yerobis. Now, you not make much of your shalom, sir. Hale, perish the nosh, the air, the hood, but it's an egg, may no miser with trumo, who be sure pays the heges trumo day law. Avoloy miser, Avodog on Tirish, eat or Hayom Ligande, baby trumo, baby miser. So the shite of the reed is, I mean, it all depends how you explain your shalom and how. But the shite of the reed is, that Yerek Yechutz Loretz is not chayim in anything, neither in Trumo, Bdelo, nor Maisa. But in short periods, not Dogon Tirish Vitzo, but not in all case. So Trumo, Bdelo is Neik, but Maisa not. And Dogon Tirish Vitzo, so is chayim Ligamre, Bemi Trumo, Bemi Maisa. So in other words, Yerek is not the shit that he is, that Chutz Loretz, you don't have to take off even Trumog Deilo from the Rockies. Now, Peres, other than Dogon Tirosh Mitzor, but not Yerek, so Trumog Deilo you have to take off. Maisres, not Dogon Tirosh Mitzor, is Chayev mit Rabbonon, is Chayev mit Rabbonon, even in Maisres, not only in Trumog Deilo. That's the sheet of the reed. It's a very strange sheet. So in other words, even though, what is the strange thing about it? The distinction between Peres or Ilon, other than Dogon Tirosh Mitzor and Yerobis. Monefshe. According to the Rambam, that Peres Ilon Achayim and Raises, so then it's like Dogon Tirosh Mitzor. So but this sheet is not like the Rambam. So mainly, if it's not like the Rambam, it's Chayim and Rabbon. So all Peres should have the same status as Yerobis. What difference? So how is it that vis-a-vis Yerokes, so even Trumog Deilo you don't have to take off? Vis-a-vis Peres or Ilon, so Trumog Deilo you have to take off. Maisres, you don't have to take off. Why? So that works. So even though Peres or Ilon is the Rabbonon, and Yerokes is the Rabbonon, but the Rabbonon of Peres or Ilon is more humble than the Rabbonon of Yerokes. Why? So because you. Peres Ilon, the Gemara mentions it possible. That's the reason as to why the Rambam Shittim is that it's higher than the Raisa in terms of Raisa, because the Gemara mentions it possible. So what does Teisves do with those psukim, with those broshes? The Gemara Teisves says it's an asmachta, but at least there is an asmachta. Masha'in ke Yerokei, so there isn't even an asmachta. So the Rabbonim of Yerokei is more calm than the Rabbonim of Peres Ilon. So the name since Yerokes do not involve in Asmachte, there is no motion in Asmachte. So Yerokes are put there, Yerokes of Chutz Loretz are put there in of Trumadeo. But Peres Ilon of Chutz Loretz are higher than Trumadeo. But Maestres, they are put there. Dr. Tirish Yitzah of Chutz Loretz is higher than Imaz. Right. Now, that's the issue. The Ochim is also. Omer Abir. The Yerushalmi don't spell it out, that's the Rishon Shabbos. But the in Seches Halle, Pirinch de Yoshi, in Yoshama Seles Falls, Omer Abiyah, Rabbi Singh, she begin lo oima, fissi in Tumis of Meisters, in Chutzlots, in Gimel, at she go lo oribi mu bitu, man you oribi, Tagimuni, Tagimuni. What is Tagimuni? So the Bimei Sherek or Meido, they say that Tagimuni has reference to certain Chachonim. Mitalgimim, that's the Bnei Rabchi, certain Chachon, the Rosh in Abnizore, so mentions that chart, that Tagimunye has reference to Chachonim De, certain Chachon. Whether it's Bnei Rabchi, as the Bnei says, or other Chachonim, it has reference to Chachon. But then the Rosh has another chart, we'll soon see. I mean, the calling the other pshat, so Tagimuni has reference to going, not to him. So Rabbi Seir should be going to visit to Mr. Maisa, she will already be written. Man, you are already Tagimuni. So let's say it's Chachon, as the Rosh and Abizor says, the one Rosh. Omer Rabbi Seir, Rabbi Yudim Shikha Shmuel in here. Chalas, Chutz Loret, to Tumas, Chutz Loret, Zeir, Omeile, Barakach Mafrich. There is one Kule in Chalas, in Chalas Chutz Loretz and in Tchumas Chutz Loretz. In other words, that in Chalas Chutz Loretz, so you're allowed, let's say in Chalas Eretz Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaZeh it's only Midrabanon. Chale is only Midrabanon, but Midrabanon, before you take off Chale from a Nisa, so there's a Nisa temple, you're not allowed to eat the Nisa before you take off Chale. Let's say, Truma, so according to the Rambam, Truma is Mazay is only the Rambam, according to some is the Isaac. But even according to the Rambam, that it's only the Rabbonon Truma is Mazay. So, but there is a misapter, and you're not allowed to eat until you take off Mises. Mashenke, Truma Schutzwaret, Chala Schutzwaret, so you're allowed to eat of a Niso as much as you want. As long as later on you take off Maiser on it. You take off challah. You're allowed to eat. So the plain pshat in that Gemara in Beitzeh, which was in Yerushalme, that the Chachomim were not misakin the Nisa temple in Chalas Chutzlaretz. There is no Nisa temple. In Eretz Yisrael, challah is mid Rabbonon bizman hazeh. So, but mid Rabbonon there is a Nisa temple. Mashenkin chutz loretz, it's just a mitzvah to take off challah. But there is no isater in chalas chutz loretz. There is no isater in chutz loretz. A certain rov, so he was a mashkiach many, many years ago. That rov has a great grandson in Shiras Bisk today in the high school. So he was a mashkiach in a certain bakery. And he was a zoyer in mitzvahs, and he wanted to take off challah. But in those days, so it wasn't like today. So the one who owned the bakery didn't let him take off challah. He told him, if you take off challah, if you catch him, take off challah, so he will fire him from the job. And he made a living out of that hashkoche. He said no. So yes, my father said, what should he do? I mean, is he allowed to keep the job? The baker refused to let him take off challah, and he warned him. So my father passed on him that he doesn't have to take off challah. Why? Because challah chutz loretz is eichru vehilich v'hakei mafkus. So that means you're allowed to eat of the challah. You're allowed to eat of the challah, and then you take off the challah later on. So that means that the chachomim were not misakin in misater in challah chutz loretz. Just the mitzvah mafkus. Just the mitzvah of Hashem. So the melee, if there had been a nisatehu, so then one wouldn't be allowed to be a mashgiach, you know, and something that of which chal is not taken off, because then there would be a nisatehu, so we will be even if we even will be machsho all the customers. But since chalas chutz loret is eichel behelich, v'hakim mafrish, so there is no nisatehu. So mainly it's only a mitzvah. So upon whom? So mainly he can be mashgiach. He just, when someone is mashgiach, what does he testify? That is kosher. Kosher doesn't mean just kosher, that it's not rain. It means it's mutabachile. It is mutabachile. It is just a mitzvah. So it's not his responsibility to be mizake everybody with the mitzvahs. So that's the responsibility of the baker. The baker doesn't want. He refuses to let the mashgiach take off challah. So in Mele, he can still be mashgiach. So that's the pshat that I heard from my father. Challah schutz vorez, tumas schutz vorez, eichel veilech lakach machis. Rabbi b'shimta b'shmoy lomar, lo yichoshu alo yitumas dogom tirish v'yitzu. Umashma v'goye al Rabbi Eichel. Rabbi Eichel, and Yom HaDebegele, hoi mafis in tumas. ויוסף הבאב אל השמינון לדף כדוגון תירש קליצה הוא מפריסי תרומס ומייסס ולאב נעד דף כדו כתרומו דו עדין because he says, הבאב says לא יחושו עלו לתרומס דוגון תירש קליצה לתרומס דוגון תירש קליצה so he uses the wash in תרומו he doesn't mention מייסס so he says, לאב דף כדו כתרומו דו עדין מייסס and but he mentions the wash in Dogon Tiresh Yitzah, Lo Yehoshua El Yitumas Dogon Tiresh Yitzah, Lafuke what? Lafuke Peres, Peres El Yilom, not Dogon Tiresh Yitzah. So it's mashma that there is a distinction between Dogon Tiresh Yitzah and Shopeis. So only Dogon Tiresh Yitzah, Mechutz Loretz, Yah, Mechutz Loretz, Yah, Mechutz Loretz, Mafrish, Trumo, and Maisres. But other Peres, not. Aber Shopeis, Lechosho, Yom Maisres. Elo, בתחום הדיו, מושם פורש רבשים אין בשם רבשים אין. הכי רבשים אין בשם רבשים אין אומר, לא יחושו אלו לתחום הדיו. אבל לירוקאיז, אפילו לתחום הדיו לא יחושו. דיתון אינסה בשם רבקים ומייסס לירק דברי, פרש, שאין להם אסמך מן הפוסק, כמו שיש לשוקאיז, דס רבון הכל. So the Yerushalmi doesn't say in so many words that there is a difference between Yerokis and Peresim. So you could explain the Yerushalmi in accordance with Rashi Shite. What is Rashi Shite? That Trumas Maisres and Chutz Loretz is only made to the Dogon Tiresh Yitzah. But in other periods, even periods of Yerushalmi, why? Because Rashi Shite is not like the Rambam. So only Dogon Tiresh Yitzah is chayev in Trumas Maisres and Reise and Arts Israel. So maybe in Chutz Loretz, so it's chayev in Rambam on Dogon Tiresh Yitzah. But other periods, whether it's Yerokes or not Yerokes, is potter in Chutz Loretz. What's the mokeir of the Yerushalmi that there is a distinction between Peres and Yilom that has an asmachte lechol apoches and Yerokes has no asmachte because Rav Shimon b'shem Rav Shimon ein er lechosho l'tchum agdeilo abo Yerokes afu l'tchum agdeilo lechosho so the Roshi is abo Yerokes but Rashi would say that Yerokes doesn't mean that Yerokes Yerokes means not dogon tiresh v'yitzo so all Peres and Yilom is like Yerokes But the reading is midayik, so the Yerushalmi is not contrary to Rashi Shite. But the reading is midayik that from the Yerushalmi seems the Yerushalmi says Rav Shimon b'shem Rav Shimon al choshu l'tumadeo, abul yirokis afu l'tumadeo l'choshu. That only yirokis is l'tumadeo l'choshu. But Peres Yilon, so Peres Yilon, so l'tumadeo l'choshu. But Maisreis. Not and don't even imagine. So this is how the Ri got his call. In other words, the don't even So is don't even is chayev imaisis. Peres Yilon imaisis is not chayev Peres Yilon of Chutz Loretz. But in trum of Deilo is chayev. Yerokes that doesn't even have an asmachte. So he's potter him of trum of Deilo. But Rashi Shite, Rashi will explain that Yerushalmi comes with his Shite. That when Yerushalmi mentions Yerokes, Yerushalmi doesn't emphasize that Yerokes. It means anything other than Dogon Tiresh Yitzah. So when there is no kashrut, so we don't have to say that Rameyah Ochel Ochel Shol Yerek. Ochel Shol Yerek has reference to Ma'ayis, and the Talmud says, no, according to the Ri, it has reference to Bada. But true Chutz Loretz, Yisrael, but in Tumik Deo, but only Peres Ilon, but Yerokeitz, so Chutz Loretz is part of him of Tumik Deo. But then, this is mentioned in the Morah from Oches. Vahu, the Miseches, ובזהו בקשי לידי מחשמי פרמי רוח לא חוס מירק, והיית מסך סביזור לדוח ופירה, והוא מס חום שפירה הסכורה, שהוא מו מהם תום הפירו, אבל לא עם הישה. So, מסך סביזור, דירוח ופירה, והוא מס חום, so that was Rabbi Yechanan told, רשלוקי נשאב נקטחוס, as long as you still have your coat on yourself, so go and retract your psak. Why? Because what's wrong? Is Chutz Loretz, Yechutz Loretz. So, but the question is, but Chutz Loretz is also Chayim? The answer is, there the Gemara doesn't deal. The Gemara of Zohar does not have reference to Dorot Tirshvitzo. It has reference to Peres Ilon. And Peres Ilon are only Chayim Tomek Deilo. So over there, the Shlokish Lechatchile Pasten, that they have to think of Maisres over and above Tomek Deilo. So this is what Rabbi Yechanan told the Shlokish, as long as you have your coat on you, go and retract your psak and tell them that once they took off Tumak Deo, they don't have to take off mice. They don't have to take off mice. Raul is saying, Zohar is a pair of mice and shop, it's from a shirom and Tumak Deo, avul mice. Uvi proches, gasin un yerek, di bitzlaf aere, vi lav yerek, vi lo gasin, so, uvi proches lo gasin un yerek, di bitzlaf aere, vi lav yerek, vi gasin un ame mice. El hanem mile gabitzlav dich, el hanem mile gabitzlav dich hon shopping reis, in meid maise er elto, vichinu bislo, midiok. So how many shittas do we have? So far, we have Rashi shittu, that in Chutz Loretz, Trumis Maisres is neik, in Dobro Tirish Militza, mit Rabbah. But in other periods, that in Eretz Yisrael, Avon Mechayim, the Rabbanon, so in Chutz Loretz, Apot Aligam. Even Vada. And even Peres Yilom, Apotel, of Maestres, and even of Truma, in Chutz Loretz. This is Rashi. Then the Tamshit is that Chutz Loretz, all Peres Chutz Loretz, even the Rockies, so Vada in Yusser, is Chayim, in Trumis of Maestres. Is Chayim, Trumis of Maestres. And when Rebbe was Matir, so it was only Matir, Mai, but Vada is Chayim. So Ramkam is the biggest Machlok. And then the Shita of the Ri is that there are several Klolim. That the Dogen Tirish Litzo is Chayim Chutz Loretz, even the Maisres. And Peres Yilon is Maisres, not Chayim Peres Yilon Chutz Loretz, but only in Tumen Deo. Yerokis, that does not even have a smachte. So, that is potterim of Tumak Deir. That is potterim of Tumak Deir. Now, he says, Vayi de Rushalme di Koma, Shebo Ovid Mubotrum, so Yerushalme says. The Yerushalme says, Habisim Shem Gilo Imafis in Tumas of Maizres, Hachebo Ovid Mubotrum. So, he says, and the Yerushalmi says, "Bo Rebbe Bitlu Samchino Nachshov Sheino Numafrisim Trumis of Maisres." Why? Because these Rishonim hold that Bo Rebbe or Tagimunye has reference to Chachomim Shebe'at Yisrael, Ne'er Priya or other Chachomim. So they were mivatel, they were ikar etakom. But then there is another pshat. That's one pshat loshim in the Rosh Hashanah. Then the Rosh Hashanah mentions another pshat. Achibo or Reimim u'bitrum, man Reimim tadimunye. So that is reference to the early Christians, and they had the authority over Eretz Yisrael. The early Christians, so they had the authority in Eretz Yisrael, and they issued a decree that if anyone tithes his crop, so he has to give it to the Christian monks. So this is what Bo Rebim u'bitlo. It has reference to the Goyim, to the early Christians. So in other words, the Chachomim were mivatel, Froschers große Meister ist in der Art Israel, because if they help me with Matteo, so then this Maaseh would have to be given to the Goyim. So anyway, so they want me Saki, they want me Vateo, the Froschers große Meister ist in Chutzmah. We have a Tami Foresh. Not only the parts of the Eretz Yisrael that we kofshuel the bov, not in the Eretz Yisrael that kofshuel the bov, they were not in that, but only in the parts of the Eretz Yisrael that we kofshuel the bov, also it has a little chuzot. We have a Tami Foresh, then there's an option. We have a Tami Foresh, they in Hasson is chuzot is chuzot, we fish a lace in the mass, ובזה בני אלוהים מפחיסים אלו מהנה לא יהבה תסקה ויהי כדו יהבה כדום אביאם קבל עמד רס לכאן ומתס כמאי so in other words so apparently Rav Netam agrees with the first Loshim in the Rosh in Arizona that already makes reference to Chachmi Yisrael but the question is why were the Chachom in Bivate Hafchoshes Kumis Umaises of Chutz Loretz. Why? There has to be a reason. So one pshat is, they were just immaculate because it was a hardship, you know, to be mafris. Kumis Umaises in Chutz Loretz was a great hardship, so it was immaculate. But then, Rabbi Tam says, no, they were, it's not that they were immaculate at the corner. They passed in the shayot. Achibobu or Rebim will be true. Achibobu or Rebim, so Rebim is reference to Chachmi Yisrael. But not that they annulled the Takone, the Chiyuv of Tumis Umaises. They just passed into Shire. They said, because in the time of these Chachomim, whether it's maybe it's Bnei Rabchiye, so the Malchus imposed taxes. In the early days in the Eretz Yisrael, so the Malchus of the Umeis did not impose any taxes on the Sodas. But then in those days, in the time of the Chachomim, the Rebbe, the Togmani, so the Malchus imposed taxes on the fields and on the crops. So the Mele, and it's given Malchus Edine, if the Malchus imposes a tax. So that means that the Sode did not even belong to the, since there was a tax imposed by the Malchus, so the Mele, it didn't even belong to the Jews. So it didn't even belong to the Jews. So the Mele, they were not mechuyev to be mafrish to Mesamaisres. In other words, when is there a chiyuv to be mafrish to Mesamaisres? From the Chutz Loretz Kvar, if it is God of Beshus Yisrael. But since there were taxes imposed by the Malchus upon every field, so that means that they had a chilek in the field, in the crop. So it wasn't even God in Beshus Yisrael. So there was no chiyuv to be mafrish from the Maaseh in Chutz Loretz. So it's not that they were mevater at the kohen. They just declared the halacha. If we say that the rabbi were mevater at the kohen, so even today, when there is no text, let's say, that could change. So even today you are not mechuyev. But according to Rav Netam, so let's say if the situation changes, we are mechuyev to be mafrish to the Maaseh in Chutz Loretz. Rav Netam for the Asur Yisuri, which are also in the Mas, of his Ebi Meyem Lo Yimafrisi, El Mohamed Lo Yave Taske, the Yiket Lo Yave. So all these Gemores that we see, that the Chachomim were mafrish to the Maaseh in Bobel, so they have reference to Sodeis where they didn't have to give a tax. So in the way it was God in Beshus Yisrael, but those that had a tax, so the Peres were not in God in Beshus Yisrael, so in the way they didn't have to be mafrish to the Maaseh. The Yigel Yavik, the Mamkabla, the Lesley Kalbi Taskema, Voidish Leforeish. Now, then that's another shita. This is the shita sarant. Veidish leforeish shemo chelkim me'aretz Yisrael kombeinu litik mechachon. Rosh Rambam is The Rambam says to Rechal, because Tumis Aloch Al, as follows. HaTumis Va Maistri Sinineya Gim Nateiro Elo Be'at Yisrael. Bein Bifnei Abayis, Bein Shaloi Bifnei Abayis. Univi Miskinu, Sheyiu Neya Gim Zafilu Be'at Shino, Mipnei Sheyismucho Le'at Yisrael. Vireiv Yisrael Hilchim Yisholim Shom. V'chachomim Orishenim, Hiskinu, Sheyiu Neya Gim Av Be'at Mitzrayim. So the Shiva's Rambam is there is Takonis Hanabim and Takonis Chachomim Orishenim to be mafkish Umis Maistres in the Kemish and the Chutzmorets that are very close to Eretz Yisrael, like Mitzrayim, Amin Meyov, and Bovel. Now, that Amin Meyov and Mitzrayim are Chayim Tumis Maistres, that's the Firish and Mishne in Yodayim. So the Rambam Shita is, and that's this Rosh Nidates says, that there was no general takone hanol of Chutz La'aretz. There is a fundamental distinction between the chiyuv the rabbonon of chalas Chutz La'aretz and the chiyuv the rabbonon of trumas Chutz La'aretz. Chalas Chutz La'aretz, the chachomim mo'misakim in every part of Chutz La'aretz, America, Australia, every part of Chutz La'aretz. Mashenki trumas of Israel, so only in the beginning is a craving La'aretz Israel. Like Mitzrayim, Meor, Bovel, Ashur, but other became this, so there is no chiyuv of Tumas Maestres altogether. Now this is the Shiva's Rambam, and that's this Rosh and Tesis. Ve'id ish liforish, shemo ocheki me'at Yisroel komeinu, lo'itik b'chacham. Now, so the Rambam doesn't even mention Tumas Maestres in Mikenis of Ocheki. Doesn't even mention. So the Rambam will have to explain when the Gemara says, Achibou Arebi Mubitlo, in one of two ways. Either like the Rosh in the Rosh in like the Rosh in the Rosh in Abizore, the second Rosh in the Rosh in Abizore, that the Rebi has reference to the Goyim, to the Christians, who wanted that all the tithes that are taken off from the crops should go to their monks. So the male and the pshatis, they will not be vatlet permanently. Achibou Arebi, Rabbi Seim Shebigelo Yom Afris in Tumis Amaisas. So the Goyim, the early Christians, they had authority in Gelo, so Mimele, they wanted to take away all the tithes, so temporarily, so it became bottle. But only temporarily, but after that, so it was revived. Or the Rambam can explain the Yerushalmi the way the Rambam says. Again, the Goyim, because they imposed the tax on the male, it wasn't Godel Bershus Yisrael, but wherever it is Godel Bershus Yisrael, so it became a Sakrevi, it's Chayim Tumas Maisas, and became a Sakrevi, there was never a Takone of Tumas Maisas. Ve'edish Niforshi, Shemitza Be'erushalmi, the Hodikom Adem Mekzivul Alon, Potam Nadmai, Lavdavke Mai, El Afna Vadai, the Hosam Chino. In other words, you see, because most Rishenim Machelik on the, on Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam mentions the Mishneh, Mikziv Alon, is Potam Nadmai. What does Mikziv Alon mean? Zimna alone means the Mekele Shekhovshu in Mitzrayim, the Kovshu in Bogot. The Mele does not have a Kedusha Zeratz Yisroel. So it is Chutz La'aretz. So it says, what am I advice? So then, so it's a Mishnah before Eshes that Vada is Chayev. So that's a Kashi against all the other Rishenim. So that is a Raya to Rabbi Tamshik. That Vada so is Chayev. Even in your case, only my is Potter. So, they say that from the Yerushalmi it's mashma that when the Mishnah says, Mikzivu alonon, potom nadmai, lav dafke mai, elaf navada. Raul something. So that's the shita of the Rishayim Achilik and Rambam's Amtam shita. Now today, no one is mafkish from the Sumaisres. No one is mafkish from the Sumaisres, of course, in the Kibbutz Ochikim. Not only today, I mean, for even during the Rishayim, the days of the Rishayim, so no Jews were mafkish. Why? Because most Rishayim agree with the Shita from the Tam, which is also in Washington Tesfes, that the Takone, or the Takone Sanhedrin, the Takone Chachomim or Rishayim of being mafkish and Chutz La'aretz, was limited only to the Kibbutz Akreivim by Eretz Yisrael. But the fact is that even the Kibbutz Akreivim in Vovel, in, let's say, Iraq, I mean, or in Egypt, Mitzrayim, so even they are the Jews, that are not mafrish to Mitzvah Yisrael. So the heter for not being mafrish to Mitzvah Yisrael even became a craving in the soil, let's say, like Bovel and Mitzrayim. So it's because they hold that this Yerushalmi that says Achibo Orin Mobitrum, that means that it has reference to beginning Sakraivim, and that the Chachomim Hoachrim were Mivatil the Chiyuk of Achorus from his Maestres permanently, even in the beginning Sakraivim. That's their smach. Now, from all these Vishayim, from Tesves, and from Rashi, it's Mashma. Now, here Rashi and Tesves says the Kashi, Rebbe was Mati, Bishon. So the question is whether it has reference to Mai or it has reference to Badai. So, but all the Rishayim has the Kashi, but Chutz Moretz itself is Chayim. So the Rishayim give it Teretz, Rashi Shiti is only Dovid Rishayim is Chayim, and Rebbe was Mati only Dovid Tiresh, and Rebbe was only Mati. Paris, not the Gontier Shvitza, not the Shvitza. So they all assume that there is no difference between Mikhailis of Eretz Yisrael, that Kofshua in Mitzrayim, or Kofshua in Bavel, and Chutzlo Atzmanish. Because Rashi's Kashi is only true that it doesn't tell the din of Eretz Yisrael, because Dusha Mishayim, or Eloi Kicholo Zedrobe, but it still should be chayim in Trumas of Maizchas with Rabbonu like Chutz La'aretz. So Rashi gives the Teretz, the reason is why it's not chayim on the score of Chutz La'aretz, because it was Yerokis. So when is Chutz La'aretz chayim Trumas of Maizchas on the Dogon Tiresh Mitzah? But in connection with Chale, so the Mishnah Chale says that Shomei Shavotis Lechale. So, in other words, let's say the Mekeimis that Kofshua in Bovel, so there you have to be Mafrish Chalachas, the Mishnah says in Chav. You have to be Mafrish Chalachas. So, in Rabbonon, it has to be Midraises or Chitachas, Midraises Sakri, there is no Shir. But in Rabbonon, there is a Shir, Echot Michovdalad, Ribalabais, and Echot Mimches, Rinachti, Mid Rabbonon. So only one chal. Then mixivul avol. So you have to be mafrish two chalas, because mixivul alon represents the kemitz that kofshua in Mitzrayim, but we kofshua in Bovel. So mainly it does not have dushas eretz Yisrael. So there you have to be mafrish two chalas. And so one chale is nisrefes. Why? Because since it's like kofshua in Bovel. So the mele it's mitami to mesani. So the mele the halo is a halo tmeo. So it cannot be necharis. So it has to be burned. And then, so your mafris one chale echod minum ches, and that you have to burn. That's the ikah chale. And then your mafris another chale a mashu, and that is necharis. Kidei shalitibotel chala necharis. So you have to be mafrish two chalas. One echad minuches is burned, and the other one in Mashu and Miznechal. That is Mitzvah Alor. The Mekeim is the Kofshur, Mitzchayim Kofshur in Bobos. It doesn't have the Shinyat Sfayim. The Chutz Loretz Mamesh, you also have to be Mafish to Chalas. But they are just the other way. Because in Chutz Loretz Mamesh, so so you have to be Mafish, Echot Minem Ches, and that is Necheles. And Necheles, Necheles Bitumeh. And you are mafish a mashu, and that is nisrekes. That is nisrekes. So there is a special chiyuv of chale in the mekeimis of Eretz Yisrael that kofshu and Mitzrayim and kofshu and Bobel. So they don't have the dushas Eretz Yisrael, but they have shem Eretz Yisrael. So how about trumis and maistres? How about trumis and maistres? Does trumis and maistres? Also, is there a special takone of Trumis and Maestres in the Mikemis that Kofshuel Mitzrayim and Kofshuel Bobel, so they have Shem Eretz Yisrael and not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Or Trumis and Maestres, there is no special takone in the Mikemis of that Kofshuel Mitzrayim and Kofshuel Bobel, Mikzim Laon, Mikzim Ve'adanor Vadamon. So from this Rishayim, from Rashi and Teisves, it's Mashma that the Chachomim made a special takone, a special chiyuv of chale, a special chiyuv of chale in the Mekeimis shekofshu and Mitzrayim kofshu be'ovel in connection with chale, but not in connection with Trumis and Maestres. Trumis and Maestres, so there is no special hafrose of Trumis and Maestres in the Mekeimis of Eretz Yisrael that kofshu and Mitzrayim kofshu be'ovel. But there is a chiyuv. There is a few of those of myself of Chutzlach. Mekeimis Akrebim or all Mekeimis, that's another question. But there is no special chiyuv of Trumis and Maestres in the Mekeimis of Eretz Yisrael that Kofshu and Mitzrayim or Kofshu and Ibar. You see that from Rashi and from Teisves, because Rashi only has the Kashe, true, it's like Kofshu and Ibar, but it should be like Ogua, Tel Chutzlach. It should be go, it should not be Kohuat and Chutzlor. It's a Rashi with the Teretz. The Chiyuv of Chale, the Chiyuv of Trumis and Maestres in Chutzlor applies only to Dovon Tiresh and Yitzhak, not to Peretz and to Yerokis. And Teisves also gives out the Tavutzi. But no one, neither Rashi nor Teisves, as the Kashi, but let it be Chayim and Trumis and Maestres, mid Rabbonon, on the basis of Shem Eretz Yisrael, just as there is a special chiyuv of chale in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael. So there is a special chiyuv of chale. So they don't test that kashe. So they all assume Rashi and Teisves and the Rashbo, they assume that there is no special takone of hafkoshas Trumis u'Maestres in the Mekeimis of Eretz Yisrael and the Kofshu and Mitzrayim Kofshu u'Bavel. In other words, Mekeimis that Kofshu and Mitzrayim Kofshu u'Bavel has the same status like Chutzlach. So the kashi is from Chutzlach. Now, what is the shini sama? So the Rambam says, "Atumis va maizves in neir kis matir elo be'at Yisrael, bein b'fnei abayis bein shaloi b'fnei abayis, u'nivim iskinu shi'yeneir kis afilu be'at Chino." מפני שהוא סמוך על ארץ ישראל, ורבי ישראל היו לכם לישון משום. חכמים ומשה הסכימו שיהיה יגיס על בארץ מצרים, ובארץ המנמיה, מפני שהסביב יש לארץ ישראל. Then the Rambam says, הלוכי, כל שהרזיקו, אלו מצרים נזכן יש בו שרישינו, כיבו שגורו בוטו ושוסו, שגדו שרישינו מפני שאויסו, מפני הכיבו שגובד, קיצו לשייתו וקיצו לסיבורי, כיבו שאולו פני הגילו, והחזיקו במקצת האורץ, קידשו קדוש השליו, הוי מלס לאים המרשי דולו סבובי, והמיכו איסו ממקימיס, שהחזיקו בהם אלה מצרים, ולא יחזיקו בהם אלה בובל כשאויו, ולפוטרו מן התום המייסרס כדי שיהיה שמחה לימנים בשביל, בצהו לימות. ורבינו הקודש, היטיר בישון, מאיסו ממקימיס, שלא יחזיקו בהם אלה בובל, ויהונים מעל אשכבן, ופוטרו מן המייסרס. So the Rambam says, Omar Avram, lo yiti rebe alo maizel yerek o peres ilon, sheim in Rabbonam be'aretz Yisrael. So the Rambam is like Rashi. In other words, the Rambam mentions Rabbi Nachman Shita Bishon, you don't have to take off Tumis Maisis. And the Rambam is definitely Chilik and Rabbi Tam. Because Rabbi Tam Shita is that Rabbi Nachman Shita was only Matad Mai, he was not Matad Vada. The Rambam says that he was Matad in Vada. But the question arises, that's the Kashi raised by Rashi. Rashi raises, but it should not be Goruat and Chutz Loretz. So Chutz Loretz is also Chayev. So then I would give the same terms as Rashi. The Rabbi HaKodesh was only Mati Peres Hivon Maisa Yerek. But Dogon Tirish Vito, that is Chayev with Raisi in Trumis and Maisa in Eretz Yisrael. So in Chutz Loretz, it's Chayev. In Chutz Loretz, it's Chayev. This is the right. Now the question is against the Rambam. But the Rambam doesn't distinguish. And the Rambam mentions, that there is a chiyuv of Chutz Loretz. There is a chiyuv of Tumis Maisres and Chutz Loretz. All right, the Rambam mentions, Mikene is a craving, Davke. But Eishon should not be Kohua as far as proximity is concerned. So it should not be Kohua than Bovel, than Mitzrayim. He just disposed. So the Rashba in his Chiddushim on our Gemara and Chum, so he mentions the Rambam Shite. He says, what would the Rambam do with this aloche that Chutz Loretz is Chayev in Trumis Maisres? True, the Rambam limits it only to the Kemis HaKreivim, but Beishon is as close as Mitzrayim. So the Rashba says the Shittas Rambam is that not all Mikemi is a craving to Eretz Yisrael is Chayev with Rabbonon in Trumis Maisres, but only the Mikemi is a craving the Ikar Yishuv Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, Mitzrayim was closer to the Ikar Yishuv Eretz Yisrael than Bishon, because the whole vicinity of Bishon was not settled by Jews. So Mitzrayim was in closer. So the reason is why Rabbi HaKodesh was Mater Bishon. So first of all, there was no chiyuv to this Maisres on this call of Dushas Eretz Yisrael, because it was ten Dushas Eretz Yisrael. It's week of Shul Yibogel. But let it be mechuyev on this call of Chutz Loretz. So the Rashba says, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, Beit Shon is Goruah than Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim is Korif to the Ikadish of Be'at Israel. And Beit Shon, by Shemi, was not even so close to the Ikadish of Be'at Israel. This is what the Rashba says. Now, the Rishaloni, in his Peirush and Shviz, so he says something else. And he says that this is the Shittas Rambam. He says that while the Rashi and Tesis and the Rash hold that only vis-a-vis Chala, so the Chachomim were misake a special takone, a special chiyuv of Chala in the Mekemis of Eretz Yisrael, that the Mishem Eretz Yisrael, and Nadushas Eretz Yisrael, that's Mikziv Adamor Adamono. But vis-a-vis Trumis Maisres, the Chachomim were not misaking special chiyuv of Eretz Yisrael in the Mekemis that Kofshur and Mitzrayim Kofshur and Bobea. But there is only one chiyuv, one Rabbonon of Chutz Loretz. This is the Shita of Rashi and Teisves. So he claims that this is the Shittas Rambam, just as Ligabi Chal. So there is a special chiyuv Chal in the Mekemis that kofshu in Mitzrayim, but we kofshu in Bobel. Now the halacha is that Chalas Chutz Loretz is Eichel Meilech Vahakim Mavrish. That's only true in Chalas Chutz Loretz. But let's say in the beginning, Shekofshua in Mitzrayim, Shekofshua in Bovel, let's say Ibrahim, that Kofshua in Mitzrayim, Shekofshua in Bovel, the where it is, the Shem Eretz Yisrael, but no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So there we don't say Eichel, Eichel Ve'Hil Ichvaki Mafrish, because there we have a special Chiyuv Chaleh, and that Chiyuv Chaleh that is in the Mekevish, Kavshu Yisrael, Kavshu Yisrael, Kavshu Yisrael, there is a Nisatevu Mirabonim too. It's only vis-a-vis the Chiyuv Chaleh in Chutz Loretz that the Chachomim will not misakev Nisatevu, only in Mitzvah of Roshi. But vis-a-vis the Chiyuv Chaleh in the Mekevish, Kzid Lalo, Lalo, Lahalo, that he has no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so there is a misatevu in Rabbanan too. So the Rishalini says that he is the justice vis-a-vis Chaleh. So there is a special Chiyuv, the Rabbanan of Chaleh, in the Mekevish, Kofshu, in Mitzrayim, Kofshu, in Bobel. Not just that the Rabbanan of that applies to all of Chutz Lo'aretz. So vis-a-vis Tumis Ma'isres, there is a special Chiyuv Rabbanon of Tumis Ma'isres in the Mekevish, Kofshu, in Mitzrayim, Kofshu, in Bobel. So then the Kashi is even stronger. So how was Rebbe Mati and Ole Shel Bishon? True, he did not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But there are two questions. One question is, it should not be called at the Chutz Loretz, the Mitzrayim. So vis-a-vis that question, we can say that it was not became Sakhu, Akrevi, Nikal, Yishuv, Eretz Yisrael. So then the Rabbanon does not apply to them. But then there is a separate Rabbanon vis-a-vis the Mekevi, Shekovshu, El Mitzrayim, Kovshu, El Bobel. So it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So the Mele, he should have been Mechuyev to take off Maisres in Bishon on the score of the Rabbanon of Mekzim Alon, just as there is a special Rabbanon of Chaleh, of Afashas Chaleh, in respect of Mekevis, that Kofshu in Mitzrayim and Kofshu in Bobel. There is a special Rabbanon of Tumis Ma'isres in connection with the Mekevis that Kofshu in Mitzrayim and Kofshu in Bobel. So the Rishalini says, and he says that this is the Shnitz Rambam, and from Tumash Rambam it's much like that. He says that Beishion is not even of the Mekevis that Kofshu in Mitzrayim. Because he says, Vilahilish Nashes Beishon. Vilahilish Nashes Beishon. So that means that even Mitzrayim were not Kedish. Even Mitzrayim were not Kedish. So that means that since Mitzrayim were not Kedish, so no Kedusha Yisrael was ever Chal language. It's not like in Rayab that they were Mitzrayim more Kedish and they were bubbled up. But vis-a-vis the Mekevis, that even the Kedusha Rishayno was not Chal. So there is no special Rabbanon on the score of Eretz Yisrael. He says this is the Shnitz Rambam. And the Raya of the Rishayno is that Beishon, so even in Mitzrayim were not Kedesh, because the Pasuk says, Vilahelish Nashes Beishon, Vez Beisel. So the Gemara at first says, Umikel Mandoma de Bishon Lav Meretz Yisraeli, Vaksi Lohevish Nashe de Bishon. But Osuol Imaseirit. So they paid a certain tribute. So the Gemara, the Makshe assumed that the fact that they paid tribute, that they Bishon, the Ammonim who lived in Bishon, pay the tribute to Israel, that itself is a kiddush. So this is what Gemara said, Umiikel mandoma de Bishon lav meretz Yisraeli, v'aksigo hevish naseh Bishon et Nisao, v'sanav es Nisao. So that means, u'kosuol maseirit. The Gemara doesn't mention here the other part of the pasuk, u'kosuol maseirit. So the Makshir assumed that the fact that u'kosuol maseirit, that is also kiddush. So the Gemara says, "Ishtamti hodom Rav Shimon Elokim Shemrabezam v'dos Shomu Shemrabezam v'shamuah v'kochim Kofshu Mitzrayim Kofshu Libovel." So the Gemara's teretz is that Loi Kofshu Libovel. Why? Because even in Mitzrayim This is how the Gisalani explains this about it. Even during the time when I came here, they will only place them on tribute. So the Mele, it never had Pushas Eretz Yisrael. Masha'ikin, the Mikaela, it's like in Rayyam, that had Pushas Eretz Yisrael by his Rishin, but then this Dushe became bottle. And they did not have the second Dushe, so those became this, and we have to miss Maisres with Rabbon on the score of Eretz Yisrael. So, not just on the score of Chutz La'aretz. Not just on the score of Chutz La'aretz. My behemter shall tell you, the Rav Pinchos ben Yoyer and the Kohosu with Bidim Shmui, Poga Bey Bidinoi, Nahar, Omalei, Dinoi Chalei Kli Meimoch, Vehebeboch. So that was the name of the river was Dinoi. So he said to the river that it should, that the Nesh should occur. So he said, Chalik li nar, meyich, beroboch, omolei, at eilich lasis litzinkeimcho, v'ani eilich lasis litzinkeimi, at osofike ise, sofiki at eise, ani vada ise, omolei, at ocheilik, gizrani, gizrani olecho, shlo yavim cho, b'mayim leil, teise says, shem osar shal yam, heishik leikach, in amere pincho, so yomechashim, in other words, what it means, what Tesis says, is that the laws of nature represent the Rotzna Be'er. So the Mele, it's not right, even if someone is a tzaddik like Pinchas B'Yoye, who is able to infringe upon the laws of nature, so he's not allowed to do it, because the laws of nature represent the Rotzna Be'er. So this is what figuratively the Ginoye, the Noor, the river, in a figurative way responded to Rabbi Pinchas B'Yoyer. In other words, the Pinchas B'Yoyer thought of that. In other words, it's not right that I should infringe upon the laws of nature, because by infringing upon the laws of nature, I'm violating the will of God. So, Sofikato is Atos sofikato ise sofikiate ise and nivada ise omalei I atochili gizrani olecho shoy avrinu b'chomayim leil. So that right, so he was pondering in his own mind whether he should be gazing that there should be a change in the laws of nature or not, and then he came to the conclusion that he should be gazing cholakle. Haba u gabre da vedore chita li pisra. Da vedore so he was handling wheat for Pesach. So omole chalek li name la haid mi mitzvosi. Cholek name haba u taye dvove bade. So there was a certain akum, a name of Kichovi, who was walking the same way. So we see from this Gemara, the Sifrasini mentions, that let's say if a Yisrael is involved in the same journey with a payment. So if something is done to the Yisrael, so he has to make sure that it's done to the payment too. Because otherwise it's not right. So Omale Khalik nay namela hai, the lingo kahisimli nilbe on the boy. Vasisha Yoshabatin. So in other words, so if you are together with a group and one of you is accommodated and the other members of the group are not accommodated, so it's not right. So Lame Kahisim Nil Boy, Holakley, Omara Vyesi, Kamanofish, Gavre, Mimeshivishit Nibe, Bilo Hoso, so Kriyas Yamsu. So Kriyas Yamsuf took place once. The Ochet Lotezin. Dvidil Me'oche Namechodezine Elokei Me'ishev Yishitin Lidei. Ikla La'uish Pizin. So he had to stay for some time in a certain inn. Romeli Sarah Lechamrei. So someone served fodder to the chameya, to the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyel. Lo yochal. So the donkey refused to eat the fodder. Chatetina. So it was sifted. So those who were trying to give fodder to the people at the inn, so they thought that the donkey refuses to eat because it wasn't sifted. So chatetina, they had it sifted. Lo yochal, the donkey still refused. Nakrini, he had it picked out. So lo yochal, the donkey still refused. Omalehu. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyel said, Dilma lo masinas. Lo dilma lo masin. Maybe my cell was not taken off of this crop. That's the reason as why the donkey refuses to eat. Asrina beyochli. So then they took off my cell. So then the donkey ate from that crop. Oma. Aniyo zu hoileches laasis letzinkeino. The ato machil is falling, so he recommended them for the attempt that they made to be machil the donkey maizos. Of course, the donkey does not have any soul. He's not a malbik. But the isera would be upon the owner of the donkey. In other words, you're not allowed to be machil tebel. You're not allowed to be machil tebel to the behem. Umimechaybe vatnam halikeyach mizero behemo vikemach leiris vishemo vineir vishemo losom zakeili potam lead ai potam lead mai endi. So osam uhipar alo omar abyeichem lo ishono lo kom mitchilo li behemo avo lo kom mitchilo li odom vinim lachal behemo ischay vas. So even my ischay. And here they try to give to the behemo certain food that lechatchila it was attended, it was set aside for men, for human consumption. And so maybe it was chayim in Tchumis of Ma'isras, even in May. So that's why the donkey refused. So we see that after the behemton shel tzadikim, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a kol there, not because of it a kol to the donkey, because it would have been it a kol to Rabbi Yochanan ben Yoyel. אבל לא כל מתחיל עוד בנים לך לבים החיים עשה. ועתניה, הלקיח פרס מהשוק, להכיל לבנים לך לבים, הרי לא ייתן לו לפני דנת, אלו לפני בן משחד הרי, אלו אם כי איס, שלנו עצו יצראי, את הלקיח, יצראי, יצאי מחוס, הלקיח פרס מהשוק, להכיל לבנים לך לבים, הרי לא ייתן לו לפני דנת, אלו לפני חד הרי, אלו כניס, so יצראי, that if lechatchila it was not intended for animal consumption, and then he decides to use it for animal consumption, so then he's mechuyev to be maaser. And if the Bible, let's say, will give it without it of maaser, so then it will be an aver. Be an aver. In other words, what's the isera? In other words, tevel is osa, but a donkey has no isurim. But the iser upon the owner, the buyer of the behemoth, would be an iser of hanoi shel kiyum. So in other words, tevel is mutar lizor behanoi, but it's osea lizorim behanoi shel kiyum. It's osea not zorim, I mean tevel. I mean truma is osea lizorim behanoi shel kiyum, and tevel is osea for everybody. Yeah, Anoi Shoki. The same Nisea of Trume. So Trume is also Anoi Shoki Rizori. And so that's why you cannot give Trume to Ibrahim or Shoizah. It can be eaten by Ibrahim Shoki and Trume. But it cannot be eaten by Kashim Shoutrume or cannot be eaten by Ibrahim or Mizah. Why? Because Trumo is Osea Rizagim in Anoi Shokim. Now, if you give Kashiri Trumo to Ibrahim or Rizar, so that means that the Zar has Anoi Shokim. And Tevel is also Osea. But Anoi Shokim. So, maybe to give it to Ibrahim would be Anoi Shokim. But Anoi Shokim is Mutem. So we may lay that, so that's the aloche. Avalok kon mitchil yodom v'nim chalveim o ischai v'ay islasi. And that's the price. Halekeach v'ashuk v'achil o v'nim chalveim o harizu yitu lo yifnim hemti lo yifnim chalveim el kinisi. Shoma Rebbe, that Rebbe Pichel Yoyer is coming, not a clap. So he came to meet him. Omalei v'tzeim chosei v'etzli. So Rebbe invited Rebbe Pichel Yoyer, he should dine with him. Omalei hei. Omalei hei. So Rebbe Pichel Yoyer accepted the invitation. So Abu Ponov shel Rebbe. So Abu Ponov, so he became overjoyed, Rebbe. That Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer, he didn't even expect that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer would accept the invitation. On the way, kibdu me'ato shemud ha'noyim in Yisroel. Kibdu me'ato shemud ha'noyim in Yisroel. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer said to Rabbi, I see that you are so surprised, you are amazed that I accepted your invitation. So apparently you are lingering under the notion that I'm a mudra noy, I don't want to eat at anybody's home. So that's why you are so astonished that I accept your invitation. I'm not a mudra noy. It's not that I don't want to have a noy from Jews. But the reason as to why ordinarily I refuse, I don't accept invitations, is because it's orientation. Yeish reitze veile. Yeish yeish lei veine reitze. So in other words, the reason as why normally I refuse is because many Jews invite me and they are very poor. So I don't want to eat from them, because it's a hardship. Some people are very wealthy, and they are very stingy, and they really don't want that I should eat at their place. But they are ashamed not to invite me. So again, I don't want to eat from them. But you Rebbe, so you are rich. Rebbe was an Ashir, and it wouldn't have been a hardship on Rebbe to eat in his house, and he really wants that people should eat in his house. So there is no reason as to why I should be reluctant to eat in your house. So he says, V'ato reitze v'yishloch mi'a ashte misavi. But right now it's difficult for me to eat. The B'mil said in the mitzvah kotarachna. I am busy now. Ki hadrine asir. But when I return, let me finish my task. And then, when I return, then I will stay with you when I leave. Gadvina asir. I let him go. So he promised that on the way back, he will stop up and then leave. Kiyose, but on the way back, when he came to Rebbe's house, Kiyose, So it just happened that when he stopped off, when he came back to Rebbe's house, Rebbe Pinchas ben Yoyer met white mules in front of the house of Rebbe. White mules, and they are maziki. White mules, they can do injury. Omar malchamom is the basis shel zeh v'ano esed etzlei. So he refused, even though he promised to stay at his house. But when he noticed the white mules, the mazikim, so he refused. Shoma Rebbe not a clap. Omalei mizabdino. So Rebbe said, Rebbe didn't know until then that the white mules are mazikim. So he said, I'll sell them. So he said, Omalei with me, you'll sell them so somebody else will be migado and mazik. So you'll be with me. So he said, I'll be mafke there. So he says, mafke says, eike. So then you'll make it a kohe. So you'll be there, and we saw some domino myself. So I'll hamstring them. So Rabbi said, I'll hamstring them. So he cuts out a chai. So Rabbi Chaviyoye said, so they'll be Tzavachayim. So Rabbi said, Katlinalu, I'll kill them. So we see from this Gemara that there is no Isa of Tzavachayim if you kill them in the least painful way. In other words, so when he said, I'll hamstring them, so he said, Tzavachayim. He said, Katlinalu, he didn't say Tzavachayim. But he said, Ikebotashis. So, Hamukomachdish Beiturim. Go back to the night. So a wall was set up among them. So Bochavem, the Omar, Mabi Khalin Kah, Bimisosla has come with Hamma. The Omar called Mahamine didn't say Bimisosim is Mahayev, Shenema Bayin, Kibri Bish, always I put. וישליחו אצל איש בקבר המישו, וילך ויגו איש בעצם אצל מישו, ויחי ויוקם הרגו. עומר להם רב פופה להוויה, דיום וקיום מביא בחוסד אליהו, תחסי ואינו בשניים ברוך החלאי. עומר להם יורחי היי נתניה, על רגו עומר בלביסו לאורך, על במאי קיים, כדומה רבי יחי, שהביא פי צורס נאמה, שאיש כולו כמס, שנאמר, אל נותי כמס. Omar Rabbi Shir, the Rebbe Omar Nikra Shimon, Yamin, Shim Mosul Tawas La Priz. I mean these. The Omar Rabbi Hanin and the Omar Mishaol Ni Odom Al Makas Peodo Livono Bechaya, the white view. So he's a mask. Vokrazino Bechaya Ime Bechayas, Vokrazino de Mitze de Chibre, Rishkirai Tambi. Eimer Mivadi, Omar Rabbi Hanin, a few Kshof. האם יצא דאם כמהד לא נשקו אף אחד מטוס עיקרי ומחמיני. אומר לשקו למסתאי מיוסון, אין לו בדיקסי. ואומר רבי איך לא מניחו שמובשופים שמתחישים במה לשמי לו? שם הרב חנינה דנפישו סחוס. ביום הרב חנינה, אם נקי בטבוי ומאתם כמחים ומאיו שם השם סליבובו, כן. יעוד במיום מדעת. אומר רב לזה דם ניקיב מרצה כדמי. In other words, when a person gets hurt and he bleeds, so that is מחפה like he called. Omar Rove, Begadel, the mean, the Nikuf Shane, who the cause of our mitzvah. Omar of a bigger Bioya, the Yom of the Botsal Pusa Shane Shalay, who came Shomer of Dite, where I am in the Sesame.